Vavin Simon Kuf Chaf Dalet Sifal. So the halacha is of Chazar Sashatz. So the Akar she Simu Tzibur Tfilasin. After the Tzibur has finished the Tfila, Yashu Shliach Tzibur HaTfila. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch, just one Shabur doesn't really jump on it. But the language is after the Tzibur has finished. So you have a tibur of 100 people and 10 people have finished. That's not called the tibur has finished. It's called 10 people have finished. So Rabbi Yamin Zilber has it in his Shubasaz Nidberu. It would be obvious to him, he says, that you would have to have at least the rabbi of the tibur has finished before you start Chazar Sashatz. Because his job is to be much of the tibur, not to be much of the 10 people who have to daven fast. Right. So this is, it's improper what they do sometimes, that they pressure the chazan to start, that that's an improper thing to do. So we repeat it. Why do we repeat it? So the Gemara says, "Shemesh mishenu yodei lispalo yechaben lamashu or beyotzeba." If somebody was not able to daven himself, he would listen to the chazan and beyotze with the words of the chazan. The Mishnah discusses: does he have to understand what he's hearing or not? So he has to listen to the whole thing. He can't speak. A person who would be davening himself would have to take three steps back. So he's not any different than that. He would have to take three steps back. Fine. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. So the language over here is that a person who doesn't know how to daven can be yotze. It means a person who doesn't know how to daven doesn't have that option. He must daven on his own. Chazal did not create the din of Chazar Sashatz for a baki. And furthermore, a person who's an baki, and Bishabur says that he cannot be yotze. The Chazal did not institute Chazar Sashatz to be yotze him unless there was 10 people in the Beis HaKnesses. But let's say you just have two people, and then he says, "I'll daven halal, and you'll be yotze listening to me." Chazal did not institute that option for him. The Bir Lacha does point out that in a situation where a person has a suffix, whether he davened, so in this sense he's an enabaki. He can't daven again on his own at this point because he has this possible reason that he possibly davened already, so he can't, and therefore he cannot daven again. On the other hand, maybe he needs to be yotze, so he will get a din he'll get a din of being an enabaki. The could be yotze. Mr. Bruce says the best etzel for him would be to be the shatz and be much of the tibur that way. But Lachar, he also has an option of being yotze, as with equivalent. Mr. Bruce mentioned this before. I'm sorry. In the Mishnah, they bring that. Rabbi Gadam says he cannot use an Eitzah because he has the option of davening because with a second time with a Tanai that should be an Adava.
Right.
So because, since he has an option, he doesn't have the Dinamayin Abaki. But Lachar, in a case where it was Musaf, whether you can't do the Tanai of the Adava, Lachar, he should have the Din. So I'm not sure why he says the case of Musaf as well.
So according to the people that hold by that Eitzah,
or Shabbos or Yom Tov. I'm sorry, what?
So according to people who hold that by the Eitzah, if somebody is Mesupak, if he said he's Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, he could consider himself an Enabaki and be Yosei with the...
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. That since you have an option of dabbing a second time...
Right,
they're saying you can't do that.
According to the opinion of that, who hold that Eitzah?
Right, so, right. Theoretically, I mean, Kregger says it's... what was Kregger's case?
Did he bring it in?
No. Kregger talks about by Friday night, person has a suffix in his tefillah, he can be yotze by listening to the Magen Avos.
Oh. Yeah, he does mention here somewhere.
I remember what the case was over there. He was talking about, he didn't say Yalva. Yeah, but I remember what the case was over there. Okay, now, so they only made this takana that when there are 10 people over there. But the Moshe Dershah points out that this is the Mechalik Tzin Mechaber and Ramah, and the Ramah holds that you could have somebody else be Motzi you, and because it's not worse than any other situation, one person can be Motzi another person. Why should they take that away, that option, if they only have two people there? Okay.
Don't you have a minion of... everybody's saying a bookie, except the shots. Would he have to say Shemoneh Esrei first, or could he just repeat it out loud and be Yosef by that?
He should still say it for himself. Okay. Yechaven. So he has to listen to what the words of the... he has to focus on the words of the shots. As Mishnah Berurah obeys, Sar Shiyavin Beloshon HaKadosh, he has to understand what he's hearing. Dim Loikein Lomahani Apsha Shemaya Mashiach Tzibur Kol Teva. Even though he hears all the words, he doesn't understand what he's saying, what he's hearing, he's not yet. So this is Mishnah Berurah. We'll discuss this again. We get to Hilchos Brachos Amazon over there. He actually brings Mechalik Tzin Mechaber no more. Well, you have to understand to have to be Yetzu Shemaya Ka'ina. But a person who's actually saying the words doesn't have this limitation. So this would seem to say that Shemei Ka'ino is not the total equivalent of actual Dibur, because if it is, so why, if you say it yourself, you don't need to understand it. Why, if you hear it, you need to understand it. Unless you argue that it's lacking in the hearing, Shemei is Kaina, but it's not a call to Shemei if you don't understand what understand what you're saying. So that's the Ramah later on Hilchos Brachos Amazon says you do not need to understand, and the Mechaber says that you do. And the Mishnah Berurah that comes out is better, definitely better that you should understand. Finally, El Siman Kufal Mishnah Berurah Dakapanim Brachos Abbas Yir Lahavin Mashu Aimer. Even the person who's saying it himself, he has to know what the first bracha means.
Was about Shemaya.
Violently, also in some Mr. Burris of Cotton Gimel by Shema, that you have to this idea also whether you have to understand what you're saying. Okay. Venomopsic.
The combination of Venom Boki and Navin Boshan Kodesh is hard for me to understand together.
Yes, I have to tell you they have the same problem. Apparently, the person has difficulty reading, but he understands what he's hearing. Okay. Venomopsic, the person who's been good with that, there's another, somebody else saying something, you know, Baruch Hu or Kedusha, whatever it is, you don't respond because you're listening to, you're being good, say, like you're saying Shemoneh Esrei right now. You can't interrupt. But to say Amen, that's part of the process of the Shemaya Ka'ina. You're being ma'amein what you're saying and saying that it's true. So amen you would say, but not baruch hu baruch shamay. Okay. Now here's a scenario where Irving asked about, is it a case where the shatz would just immediately start, would not say his own private Shemoneh Esrei, he would just say the chazara out loud. So here's the case. Shliach tzibur shenichlas lebeis hakneses u'motzeh tzibur shehispalu b'lachash u'tzarich la'amid lifnei ha'tevah la'altar. So he's the designated sheikh of the tzibur. He's hired for the purpose. So that's his job. He walks in and he needs to do chazar shatz with the tzibur, and they already finished. He came late, so he's not matriach the tzibur to wait while he's saying a personal Shemoneh Esrei. Immediately he says chazar shatz. Okay, but maybe he has to say his own word afterwards. So the loch is yerel lifnei tevah mispalu b'karom l'tzibur v'ein tzarich lachzor lispalu b'lachash. So the Shulchan Aruch says he does not need, so that he'll be yotze with that tefillah, that's his tefillah, he does not need to repeat afterwards.
You know, Tzorach means it's optional, he can?
Not really. I mean, it's almost like, because you might have thought that he needs to. He doesn't need to. Once he doesn't need to, he shouldn't. Another example is, let's say there's a need to do this. For example, they're worried about if they don't daven now, they won't be able to if they daven quietly and then afterwards the shatz will daven again, they'll lose the zman. Excuse me. So the Ramah says, so everybody's going to daven together. So they'll stay together with him at least till after Kelah Kaddish, and then listen for the rest. Mr. Burr is going to say, if you have a little bit of extra time, so what we do is we'd have what we do called Hecha Kedusha. The Chazan will start out loud. Nobody will start davening Shemoneh Esrei. He'll say through Kedusha, Kelah Kaddish, and then everybody will daven. But even the case over here was that even that wasn't an option. Right? If they would wait for that, they'd also end up going after the Zman. Fine, so you would say, together with the Chazan, if one person would be able to not daven now and find a different answer for davening, he should be available, or to find somebody to daven already to answer a main to the brachas of the shatz. Okay, Zotim Shabura. Mishabura b'hu tzorach. So the shatz comes in and the tzibur davens quietly already, and he needs to be yared lifnei ha'teva. So why does he have to do it? There's nobody else available to daven. Dilav hachi enochin shehu yispalav lehem b'chorom kima shal yispalav mitkila b'lachash v'shal ha'atzmai. But this is a bitty habit. So if we have another option of somebody else going up to the table and davening, the other person should do so. The reason which he gives over here is because he needs to daven for himself quietly beforehand. The Mora says that the reason why we ask him to daven beforehand is that in order that he should be ragel in what he's saying and should be familiar with what he's saying. The Maisadisha gets involved in this question. In the case a person is davening for a tzibur, where there's a different nusach than his own personal nusach, so what nusach does he daven his silent Shemoneh Esrei in? If the whole purpose is that he should prepare in his silent Shemoneh Esrei to be able to say the words of the tefillah properly, mm-hmm. So Rashi says he has to daven and the nusach he's going to say out loud. Mm-hmm. He brings other tshuvas, brings the Dayan Weiss and the Michas Yitzchok, and other poskim would say that they no. Even though the main concept of the tefillah is equally true in any nusach, so that way he was masader. And this is his private Shemoneh Esrei. He can daven in his own nusach. But Moshe says no. If Chazal said that, really, there's no reason why he can't say out loud, except because we wanted to prepare. So obviously, he has to prepare with the nusach what he's going to say. So he says out loud. Vein sorry, he doesn't need to repeat it a second time afterwards quietly. The Yotzeb said Gam Shel Atzmai, because this tefillah he said out loud, well, is his tefillah. They came like Harim Humoitzi Latzul LaKolshkei, and if he can mention somebody else, sure he can mention himself. Now, so the Mishabura asked the question, but the Morse is a person who raises his voice in tefillah is considered lacking in the awareness of Hashem's presence. That his presence is so imminent that you don't need to raise your voice. And he's doing that. The Mora also says that the Mora has two arguments. If a person is Mashmiya Kali, or he raises his voice. Raises his voice. He's Tanya Mona. He's Mashmir Kol. Other around, I thought. It's like the Kahane Avodah Zorah. The more says Maguna, because they read call out to their Getchka Bekol Gadol. So we have Tanya Mona Isha. We have him compared him to the Bali Avodah Zorah. So that doesn't apply over here. Kimish Ayin Etzaka Voice again, because the situation requires it. The Shia Tiber davened quietly once already, and he was much of the Tiber once already. And he spelled Chazor Sashatz b'shil Tiber Acher. The second Tiber needed him to say Chazor Sashatz. Lo yispelo b'nachash pam shenis. He does not need to daven, therefore he should not daven quietly a second time. He already davened quietly.
You might have thought that he need, in order to participate in that Tiber, he needs to...
A new preparation. Right. So that's not true. Okay, so this situation, the Ramah says, similarly, if you have a situation of a Shasat Chak, however, if there's no pressing need, this idea of just saying that the tefillah aloud, and that's it, is not proper. The Tzkanah says to have a tefillah b'lachash, not a tefillah b'kol rom, and not just a tefillah b'kol rom. So, what's an example of a shasat chak? Sheyaver pirish lo yukal gemar shliach tzibur kol shmon esrei brachus toich zman atefillah. He will not be able to finish the shmon esrei, the chazar sashatz, if they daven quietly first. The shliach tzibur will end up davening too late. He won't be able to finish in time. For example, this applies ben b'shacharis shliach lezman adar b'shos. In the morning, he'll end up davening after the 4 hours are up. The shuvah and l'schar tefillah b'zmana cannot be seven peites. So even though you could daven afterwards, but it's not called tefillah b'zmana, that's also valid shasat chak. And similarly applies to beim mincha, the yavar zmana legamri. You're afraid that it'll go past the time.
If you hold by
whatever the time would be, right? Okay, master, we got a mind bir locha. Okay. So the Bir Alocha just touches on by Mincha. I understand you're going to lose the time totally. By Shachar, you're not going to lose the time totally. To say that's also called a Shasat Chak because he's not going to have Tefillah Bezmano, and he'll lose the Schar Tefillah Bezmano, even though the Tefillah is not considered an invalid Tefillah. That would also call a Shasat Chak to allow him to do B'Kol Rom. He disagrees with that. Okay, so what happens? So he says out loud. And the Tzibur says with him together until after Kelah Kodesh. Now, so the Mishabura had Tzibur Ches. V'im enasha d'chuchu kolkach. The time is not as pressing. O yaskilo Tzibur rak l'achar sh'omer ha'shatz ha'kelah Kodesh. The preferred would be to do a hecha kedusha, that the chazan will say out loud until Kelah Kodesh, and then the Tzibur will start Shalash Manasseh. What happened over here instead was everybody says it's out loud together with the chaz until after the Kelah Kodesh, and then everybody davens quietly. So it's similar to the Hoicha Kedusha, that after Kelah Kodesh, the chaz does not say a lot anymore. Right? But what's different is instead of waiting, say, after Kedusha and then starting, everybody's davening together with him up to that point. So you say until after Kelah Kodesh. And the Tzibur would say along with the shatz the paragraph of L'dor B'dor N'Gigo Lecho. But it's preferable at least one person should be answering a main. Yud, the Toif. Haino B'sheino Shad Chuchu Kol Kach. It's not, because if the time is pressing, so how can what's this person going to do? Mm-hmm. Right, so Rak Jireim Shema Yavrazman. We're worried. Al Meshot Chukah B'Yoyser Daim Mashat Tinoikas Yano Amen O Yasminu LeEchad Shkari Yispalu Shiano Amen Im Efshalim Bekalus. Get somebody to daven already. Little children will daven. Will say Amen. V'Imlav En LaHakbet Al Zeklad. If that's not available, so you won't say Amen. It's not Ma'akiv. Now, will daven the Mashat Kosev B'Sif Talad? So I don't understand. We say later on in Sif Dal that when the Chazan davens, and we don't have 10 people answering Amen, it's like a car ladabra liyos that it's a brach levatala. And I was saying, okay, this is the domain, like, what's the big spritz? I mean, that's pretty, well, how's the difference? The main tisha, mechavan lebricha shatz, who carved the brachas of atol. You need 9 people listening to the chazar shatz and responding. Shani also was crying, he's paul of hamachas balachas. The answer is the chaz and daven quietly already. So what's the second tefillah for? Too much of the tzimra. Well, there's no tzimra here. They're not focusing on him. That's the issue over there. But this scenario, we're the davening one time, so they won't have to remain. The Bir Lachem here says, so this idea that so everybody's going to start davening with the chazan, they'll all daven together, they'll all say Kedusha together, they'll daven the rest quietly. So the Bir Lachem brings to the Prima Godim, not like this anymore, that no, it would be proper for the chazan to continue out loud, and the sefer would say with him, continue out loud, till after Shema Tefila, Umoidim, which means basically he's going to finish off all the Shemoneh Esrei out loud. So he says, well, that's not the minig. He says, maybe the pshat is. Okay, so he says maybe explanation for the minig, but fine. Zakti mechav.
Okay, you said a good question. Meaning, you know, like chasidus and things like that. I mean, is this really amusing? I mean, it seems like people take advantage of a hecha kedusha even when. It's not a halachic zman question. You know, they say, oh, you know, don't want to be a matriarch letzifer, but it seems like he's not making any allowance for that here. Just because it's, you know, because, I mean, everybody's feeling, you know, pressured because of the simpler, whatever, but,
Yeah, I think that's where it comes from. Would be preferred over there in that situation not to do a full Chazaras HaShatz. You know, no reason not to keep the Kamas Chazal. There's one other argument, possibly, is that we're afraid over there that you're not going to have 9 people listening, so maybe that's better to do this Eitzah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a famous piece from Yaakov, they bring over here from Yaakov, the famous piece from Yaakov. Yaakov said, I actually heard it from him, I think I heard from him twice even, definitely once, that he says there are many yeshivas that the minhag is that by mincha they don't do chazaras hashatz, they do hecha kedusha. Mm-hmm. So he says, how do you understand that? It's a bittul Torah. It's hard to say it's because of bittul Torah. He said he's mechadish that the tekan of chazaras hashatz is man chazal. They had people daven in the base of medrash and people daven in the base of knesses. The tamim would daven in the base of medrash. Like, the more says that even though there's a union of rabban hundreds melech, there's a mile of davening beit emuni the habi garsi. Right, so the tamim would daven base. So they didn't do Chazaras HaShatz. They were all Bekiyim. Says there never was a Tekanas Chazal, the case where you're talking about in the yeshiva. So the yeshivas are basically the continuation of that Sibur which existed then called the Beis HaMedrash. Elamai, what you want to say Kedusha. So the argument is say Kedusha. So you're over the Tneateva and the person says the first Sibrachas out loud and you say Kedusha. But there never was a Tekanas Chazaras HaShatz under those circumstances, because usually the assumption was when you were davening in a Makom of Beis HaMedrash, they were all Bekiyim. That was the assumption. So it's not Chazal, they talk, it didn't daven with Chazaras HaShatz over there. That's what Rabbi Yaakov suggested. There's a pshat. Okay. Sif Gimel. So even though everybody's a baki, we still do chazaras hashatz. Hagavim yesh yichidim bekahal shemarichim b'tivilasim, Unless you see Lahamton Aleim, I feel how you chashuba here. The people which are marap and tefillah, you do not need to wait for them before we start chazar sashabs, even though those are the chashuba. Similarly, if you need time to start davening, you should start davening, even though Rabbi so and so is not here yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah. Alva became Yerit. I only was in some of the Mishnah Berurahs of cotton aleph. We talked about the Takana of Erva Lifnei Hateva. So we still do Chazar Sashatz, even though everybody right now, specifically in this scenario, is all Bekiyim, because we have to fulfill the Tekanah Sakham. Why should Shekatiknu, Chachamim, Shiach, Shiach, Sibur, HaTfila, Letzichu Lachab, Zuchal Tfila, Acher, Kol Ish, Veish, Shabes, Akneses, Im Yeh Shom, Mi, Shenabok, Yoloi. When they introduced the idea of Chazar Sashatz and the Veish Akneses, because they were not Bekiyim, they didn't say you have to check every time. You just stop it, and that's what we did. Al Tiknu, Shiach, Shiach, Sibur, Chazar, Tfila, Loilam, so all around, we said, but we're always going to do it this way. Whenever somebody will need it, it always will be available. Then the Ramah said, you don't need to wait to start Chazar Shashatz for the people which are Marach, even though they are the Cheshuvah Ho'ir. We made Tarach HaTzibur because of Tirkha de Tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah V'Akshav Nogu L'Shashik Tzibur Mountain Al they wait for the Rav. And when the Rav finishes his private shonesa, you start Chazar Sashatz. Why? So the reason why they do so is because many people daven quickly. And therefore, by doing, if they start after these people are finished, so the people who daven properly, word for word, word by word, will lose Kedusha. And therefore, we wait for the Av Bezdin. What they're doing of starting the Chazar Sashat so quickly is improper. But we don't have a clear way to do what the Eitz is. You wait for the Av Bezdin, which you would assume usually he's going to daven properly, slowly. So what if the Av Bezdin is not here, but they don't have one? So then the loch is that they should wait till the person who's not davening slowly, just saying word for word, focused word for word.
Not slowly. That's a relative term.
What?
So from the standpoint of the people who are in a hurry to start, there he is davening slowly, but.
He's not a Marek with Tfilah, so you just say the words.
However,
if this person is a Marek, we don't have to wait for him. The Gemara says when he would daven the Tzibur, he would daven more quickly. Okay. Person needs to extend his tefillah. I'm sure needs to, you know, that's how he davens, whatever it is. But he's worried that people will tease him for it. He's allowed to take three steps back. Even though he's not finished davening yet. Okay, and then he'll go back to his spot and continue. The reason why he's doing this is because the distraction of being worried about what they're going to think and say, etc., is going to distract him from his davening. So he wants to daven properly. So even though he's doing this act of stepping away, that's enhancing his kavana, and that's a valid reason to do so. I'm aware of a rav that does this. He's a marach b'tfila, and the tzibur will wait for him. But you know, that's obviously going to, you can't focus because you're busy worried about the fact that the tzibur is waiting for you. You know, so you try to go. You can't go quickly because whatever.
Why doesn't he take advantage of the, somewhere? They say that the rav is actually allowed to gesture, or I mean, if it's a regular.
So he says he does his eights of taking three steps back, and then they.
It's interesting.
And then they.
They start at that point.
They start at that point, and then he goes back to the spot and continues.
Mm-hmm. I guess he can control sort of, you know, the length of the Ishmael Esrei that way.
That's true too, right? Now, the Ramah said similarly, idea that we don't wait is a case where you had a minion ready to start davening, not that they start davening, period, and the chosh person, it has not arrived yet. So, Ein Lahamtin, Kimash Yesha Sora, Yesha Shom Ashkino. If there's 10 people there, the person's presence is there. Who's relevant at that point in time? However, they do wait for the rope. Venera Tam. So what's the pshat? I mean, because we have this halacha that the Ramah is saying, that once the people arrive, the Shekhinah is there, it's an insult to the Shekhinah. It's very nice, it's covered for the rope, it's an insult to the Shekhinah. Many times that they would learn after davening. Because she's covered minion take of his fellow, as soon as the people get there, they start davening. So the rope will come a little later, and they'll be behind, they'll finish davening, etc. By the time you finish davening, they're gone. So we're going to lose the opportunity for people to learn. It's a very chashuv thing that immediately after davening you should go. You should go from one mitzvah to another mitzvah, one mitzvah to the mitzvah of limud. So you wait. You don't want to lose what the rub is going to add by waking the rub end up being late. Well, he's late, but they're making him be late behind in the davening. So the responsibility of the rub, if they're going to wait for him to start davening, he should be on time. Had a mysa once. I don't remember all the details. I don't remember what the details were exactly. We ended up having a second minyan for Kabbalah on Shabbos. And I had meant to indicate to the chazan of the main minyan to, you know, don't not wait for us to come back, and we'll have our own tefillah afterwards. But he did before they started. So by Maariv, one of the individuals davening in the yeshiva came over to me with this, I mean, I'm supposed to wait. So Eric Barron was a little bit aghast that the person would, you know, like, come and stick a yeshiva in my face and say I did something wrong. It was also, like, I didn't ask them to wait. They decided to wait on their own. Right? But so Eric Barron had the following aura. And it's interesting, you know, you have to understand the application of it. Let's say I put up a sign in my house that you only can daven in my house if you wear a pink hat. It might be strange, but it's my house. I can make any tanai I want. So the person has a shtiepel in his basement. So the roof says that, you know, we're gonna wait for me. He says, excuse me, it's all the 10 people. He says, it's my house. You know, so Robert said to the person, who do you think built this base medrash? You know, that's not the physical base of matter. The reason why you are here is because of Rangel is here. If we're going to wait for him, we're going to wait for him. You have the right to tell him that you can't wait for him. Ramon was like, you know, like, whoa. It's like, Ramon was like, I was like, very rarely does Ramon get, like, worked up. I think he was upset about my COVID. I was like, okay, whatever. Like, you know, the guy's got a problem. You know, like, you know. Okay. Let's finish up one more. No, let's halt it here. So hold on, listen.